You know, we should schedule which one of us is going to be running late on which day. Make it easier for you to avoid me.
I'm not avoiding you. Could you move or something?
Come on, Claire. Barricade yourself in your room all the time.
What do you expect? It's hard enough adjusting to two men living in my house. One of them being my ex-boyfriend makes it even worse. Come on, who puts empty milk cartons back in the fridge?
Sorry, bad habit. Hey, bud, happy birthday.
Is it your birthday?
Oh, we don't have to make a big deal about it, Helen.
Nonsense, you don't turn 17 every day. Hey, we have steaks in the freezer, we can have a barbecue. I want our first birthday celebration as a new family to be special.
Jake, if you like, you can invite your new girl to join us for dinner.
New girl?
We're just friends, Dad.
Okay, sure, but she's welcome.
Okay, great. Yeah, thanks.
I'll see you later, hon.
Catch the ball, you're off the team.
Faster.
No, but seriously.
Whoa. Where did you come from?
Algebra class.
No, I meant the pass.
Oh, yeah, I knew that. Football's starting up, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pumped. Something to focus on, you know?
Yeah, I'm actually thinking about trying out.
Good. You're a big guy. Our defense could use you.
Well, at the behavioral program we went to, they taught me ways to mimic neurotypical social behavior to integrate into peer groups better.
Cool.
Okay, but it's just football. You only got to be good at it.
Okay, see you around.
Good morning, Allie.
Hi. I must have missed the memo that we were talking again.
I just wanted to congratulate you for waiting a whole 5 minutes after Jake and I broke up before swooping in there.
Claire, what happened at the cabin was a stupid one-time mistake. There's nothing going on between us now. And even so, whatever Jake does is none of your business. You two broke up, right? Move on.
Well, if not you, then who? Jenna and Jake, Jenna.
We're just friends, Claire.
You don't have to justify anything to her.
You have to be freaking kidding me.
Miss Edwards. Enough. Come here. What's going on?
Do you really want to know my opinion on serial boyfriend stealers?
Good point. Okay, just get yourself under control or else you'll be sharing your angst with Mr. Simpson.
I will put it through a mock home inspection, checking for proper construction. Oh, make sure you get one. This is 40%, people.
40% of our mark to build an entire dollhouse?
Hey.
40%?
I thought life skills was supposed to be a bird course.
Well, I'm excited. I already have like a bazillion ideas. This project's gonna take us forever, isn't it?
At least all that extra togetherness will give you guys time to perfect revenge on Katie and Marisol. How is that going, by the way?
We got nothing.
Yeah, I figured.
Maybe we'd be a bit more successful if the master of diabolical revenge plot stepped up to the plate.
Sorry, I'm retired.
Just as well. Your last few schemes weren't very good.
Who to you?
Just because I can't decide doesn't mean I'm petrified of this.
just because it's hard. Vampire fiction, huh?
I used to read a lot of these.
Well, they're my top sellers. People love The Escape.
I could definitely use The Escape. Do you have any more?
I do. Hey, Bree, could you go grab the other books from the van? So, why the need for The Escape?
Oh, you know, just your run-of-the-mill family problems. Mom and Dad divorced. Stepdad and stepbrother just moved in. Up until recently, said stepbrother was my boyfriend.
Yikes.
Yeah, I know. Nice one.
Here you go.
Thank you. Vampire psychologist.
Ridiculous, but also dead sexy. It's perfect for your escape from reality. I'm Summer, by the way.
Claire. And I guess I'll take both.
Great. You know, Bree just left a bad home situation a couple of weeks ago. My boyfriend and I help out teens from time to time. My address is on this card. If you ever need elsewhere to be.
I'm not gonna run away.
Sometimes when you can't change your circumstances, the best thing you can do is change your surroundings.
I think I'll stick to fictional escape, but thanks for these.
I mean, it was an all right pass.
No, I mean, you should have caught
it. Well, you should just throw it back.
Nothing like the view from the football field, boys.
It's too bad none of those girls are viewing you back, Mo.
Easy, okay? We didn't all get to date the hottest girl in school last year, Owen. That is, until she came to her senses and joined the army.
Careful not to mention the A word unless you want to see Owen cry.
Yeah, no.
Actually, I do want to see that. Anya.
I'll do
Anya,
it, dude.
Anya,
I'll cry and Anya. I'll make everybody feel really uncomfortable.
Why are they trying to make Owen cry?
They're not. It's just joking around.
Oh, that's funny.
All right, Mo, Connor, you're both up for nose tackle. Let's see you attack that grandpa.
Man, what happened? Oh, man.
Coach,
my clean was loose, man.
Your
beef, Connor.
Yeah,
Don't cry.
Yeah, Connor,
man.
You have a fluff on your bum.
Why are you looking at my bum?
It wasn't even.
Thought you had a newspaper meeting.
I skipped it. Hello, Jenna.
We were just gonna listen to music.
I can go maybe another time.
Oh, it's my birthday.
Don't change your plans because of me.
You sure?
Yeah, it's fine.
Care to join us?
I would not.
Okie dokie.
My arms are killing me. When do we get to the fun stuff, like deciding where to put the hot tub?
I think we should concentrate on making the floors level first.
Whoa. These sketches are amazing.
My dad taught me. When he's not teaching at the university, he consults on unique urbanscaping projects. We moved around a lot when I was a kid.
I moved from place to place when I was younger, too.
Really? We're lucky that the universe brought us together then. We must be soulmates.
So, are you and Eli gonna get together and date or what?
Don't ask me about him. I never know what that boy's thinking.
Well, you were totally obsessed with him during the play. Feelings like that don't just go away.
I was obsessed. But I locked those feelings in a box, strapped the box to a rocket, sent the rocket to the moon, and if I ever need feelings for Eli again, I know where to find them. On the moon.
Thank you.
So, Jenna, Jake tells me that you write music.
I do. I took a bit of a break, but I'm getting back into it now.
Oh, why the break?
Well, I actually had a baby earlier this year.
Wow, I had no idea.
Jenna had the baby adopted back in the spring.
It was the hardest thing I've ever done, but Tyson's new parents are wonderful. It was the right choice.
Wow, I have to say I'm impressed.
Me too. It really shows your strength of character.
What? Unbelievable.
Claire, can you pass the steak?
Not too many adults I know could go through something like that and still be smiling, so good for you.
Thanks. I really appreciate it. Most of the time, I just feel like people are judging me, probably because they are.
Claire?
Mom, you're such a hypocrite.
Claire, watch how you speak to your mother in our house, right?
Our house? You just got here.
Look, if you can't behave yourself, maybe you should go to your room.
You don't get to tell me where to go, Glenn. You are not my father.
Claire, please, maybe it'll give you a little time to cool down.
Just make sure you stock up on condoms, Jake. This one's fertile.
Wow. Hey. That looks fantastic.
It's all thanks to Imogen. She's brilliant, so fun, and so hilarious.
And so pretty.
I have a dumb crush on Imogen.
Really? I never would have guessed.
Mom, I can't go down this road with a straight girl again. The only reason Holly J didn't run for the hills is because she knew me so well.
Oh, honey, your feelings are your feelings.
And I'm sending them on the first rocket to the moon. Anyway, Imogen's perfect for Eli.
Well, if they're so perfect, then why aren't they together?
Because they're dim? I don't know. If I were to get Eli and Imogen together, she would never suspect that I have feelings for her.
You just be careful what you're getting yourself into.
Thanks, Mother.
This year's football team roster is now posted in the foyer. Thanks to everyone who came out.
Excuse me, sorry.
Congrats, Connor.
I made it. I got starting nose tackle.
What? Why am I your backup? This is crap.
I'm sorry, Mo, but your large body mass handicaps your maximum speed by up to 37%.
Sorry, Conehead, don't speak nerd.
Oh, well, not me. Says you're fat.
Real nice. Are we going or what?
Where are we going?
Oh, we're getting wings.
Yeah. Too bad you're not invited. Let's go, fellas.
Just remember, you made the team.
Doesn't feel that way.
Kidding. It's great to see you.
Hope it wasn't too weird, me calling you out of the blue.
Well, I have to say, I was a bit surprised when you called. But I'd never turned down a dinner date with my daughter.
Good. We have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. We haven't spent much time together since the divorce. I'm just happy you and I are talking. Is everything okay with you? How's the new family?
That's actually why I called. Right now I hate being at home. And everyone is happy but me. I could really use a change of scenery.
With me. Claire, my new condo is really small.
I'll sleep on the sofa. I don't care.
Well, I'll have some convincing to do.
Living with her.
Irene. Yeah.
Oh.
With her kids every other weekend, things get a bit crowded. But maybe we could work something out.
So, still a Chinese buffet?
Yeah. Sure.
Hey, Captain America.
You're lucky this is on my route. What's up?
Oh, you know, this and that and Imogen.
Huh?
You two have been spending a lot of time together. I wondered if you had feelings for her?
We're good friends.
That wasn't the question.
Okay, why are you all up in my business about this?
You do have feelings for her. I knew it. So why the feet of clay?
I heard her. And I don't think I have a shot.
Of course you do. She seems wary. It's because you're a blockhead.
Thanks.
Imogen doesn't know what you're thinking. You just need to be direct.
I don't even know how to start that conversation.
Just leave it to me, amigo.
Why this sudden interest in matchmaking?
I just want to see my two besties happy. It's a noble cause. Hey!
Hey, you'll get over it.
The only thing I like better than Power Squad girls? Band geek girls. Especially ones that play French horn.
I don't...
I'm one quarter French on my mom's side, so... What are you laughing at, Conehead?
Your joke, it was funny.
What was funny? I want you and your mega mind to dissect for me why that joke was funny.
I don't know. I just laughed because everyone else was laughing. That's what I'm supposed to do.
What you're supposed to do?
No, it's not like that. Connor has a problem.
No, shut up, Casey. My only problem is this guy.
Then let me break this down for you in nerd code. Thinking a joke is funny equals laughing. Not thinking a joke is funny means keep your mouth shut. Get what I'm saying?
I never get what you're saying.
Now you're mocking me?
I'm not!
Whoa. Easy there, blindside. Thought I was girl kryptonite.
What is it?
You okay?
Not really.
Are you still mad about yesterday?
You were a complete hypocrite about Jenna. If I'd had a baby, you'd have sent me to Mars.
She was Jake's guest. What was I supposed to do?
And then Glenn treats me like some four-year-old. I can't believe you took his side.
He is my husband.
I'm your daughter!
There have been a lot of changes in this house very quickly. I know you're struggling, but we're in a better place, aren't we?
Need to talk about this, Mom.
I wish I could help, but I don't know what it is I'm supposed to do.
That's why I'm gonna go stay with Dad.
Randall would never agree to that.
Then call him and ask him if you don't believe me.
Then please call me when you get there.
I don't know if you remember me, but
Claire.
Hi, Summer.
Hey.
Hey, is this Claire?
I had a feeling she'd come.
Can I stay?
Yes. Yes, of course. Join us. Come on.
I saw a standing virgin bride. But holy died.
You okay? I acted the way I was supposed to and it didn't work. I don't know why Mo keeps on bugging me.
Because if they weren't laughing at you, they'd be laughing at him. And he knows that, so he makes Connor jokes.
So what if I made a Mo joke?
What kind of joke?
Well, Mo only plays football because it'll help him score a girl. So if Mo wants a girl, I'll give him one. Then he won't need football.
This conversation just got sketchy. How are you gonna give Mo a girl?
By my estimation, 37% of all relationships that begin online are successful.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, good morning, Claire.
How did you sleep?
Like a baby, thank you.
Well, sit down, eat. Organic eggs, fresh fruit, and Summer made that bread herself.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys eat together every day?
Every breakfast and dinner. It's the best way to stay connected. You take all the positive energy from this table, and you can withstand all the negativity you face out in the world.
Is that important?
It's my ex. He wants to talk.
We do have a no cell phone policy here at the house.
Oh. Why?
It's a leash to your old life, the one you left behind. Remember? The day that I threw my cell phone away, it was like getting out of jail.
You went from happy to miserable just by glancing at it. You can't let a piece of plastic with some wires have such power over your mood, Claire. Ditch the phone for yourself.
Mm-hmm.